Rose set the template for generations of socially and politically ambitious Washington women to come. She loved the capital city, filled, as she once wrote, with great men and beautiful women who have showered their wealth of loveliness upon the metropolis. With the help of influential people opening doors for her, she thrilled at being able to mingle among the creme de la creme of the city's political class. Washington's sophisticated diplomatic corps dazzled her. She found White House receptions exciting. Like a hunter targeting its prey, Rose spent practically every waking moment carefully courting to her advantage Washington's men of influence. Invitations to soirees at her house were highly sought after. She became close to Massachusetts Senator Henry Wilson, chairman of the powerful Military Affairs Committee, Senator Joseph Lane of Oregon, also on the military panel, Colonel Erasmus Keyes, General Scott's military secretary, and Charles Francis Adams, a future U.S. minister to Great Britain in the Lincoln administration. James Buchanan, whom she cultivated through much of the 1850s, spent so many late-night tete-a-tetes in her house as president, gossip spread that the two had become lovers. Greenhow did little to dispel the rumors, which she knew inflamed her reputation as a powerful woman. By 1859, Rose was turning on her deep, alluring voice to argue more often the merits of human bondage at her dinner parties, making anti-slavery guests like Seward, who enjoyed her food and fine wine, increasingly wary. She viewed Lincoln as a force for evil, lamented the nation's rapid crumbling with his election, and condemned Unionists as traitors. But she continued to invite Seward to her dinner parties, though his abolitionist views got under her skin, and she refused to flee South and give up her power base in Washington. Greenhow continued to work her contacts among Northerners and Unionists to gain favors from the new administration, like patronage jobs for friends and a promotion for her son-in-law, who was a Union Army captain. And Rose decided to become a Confederate spy.